Hi, this is Zameless, and I am recording from beautiful BC. I am feeling kind of weird today, Ghoul. I first of all want to make a point of saying happy birthday to Lord Infamous. His birthday was yesterday. He turned 21, and I remember that, but it was a long time ago. So,
in that thread of thought, on Monday, I'm going to be 49 years old, and this might be a good time for a little bit of reflection, and I've decided to share my life with you.
Anyway, so this is how it goes. This is the adventures of Amy, and what I want to look at is things that I've accomplished, things that I'm doing, things that have made me happy, things that have made me sad, and I'm going to do it all in 9 minutes. So this is how it goes. All right.
I was born a long time ago in a land far, far away.
Imagine how proud I am to be Canadian, but my life started out, first 22 years were based on survival of being raised with 11 brothers and sisters, and my mom and dad. I had no grandparents, had no real structure growing up. It was just a matter of surviving in the environment. It was a very abusive situation.
It doesn't make for a real happy childhood ever.
Sitting outside the door of the house one day on a little bench, seeing why are the people inside fighting? And what's odd is that was one of my birthdays as well. I think I was 5 or 6 at the time. All I could remember is I wanted to love people, and everybody seemed really resistant to being able to get there where they'd like accept love. Now, all my family seemed to want to do was fight every day. What did happen was I turned that feature off in me because it seemed quite futile. So I went through elementary school, and I hated school. There was nothing about it I enjoyed. And it wasn't due to the educational factor as much as I never seemed to
fit in. And it
started right away, and I ended up being the scapegoat at home and the scapegoat at school. Now, this was not going to be a continuous pattern throughout my whole life, but it did go through my development years and making life very hard. And people don't realize how much the first, 15 years of your life will affect your entire life in some manner. When you're a scapegoat, you have a couple choices in that fact. You either can stay a scapegoat your whole life, or it triggers you to becoming something stronger. And that's the path I chose. And it's not been an easy path. I learned that there is something interplanetary going on. And I say that in reflection to experiences I've had and things I've seen, actual UFO, you know, I call it a UFO. Is it a UFO? It's a UFO if you don't know what it is, right? So yeah, UFO. And I initially, after I graduated, I took it to a bad place. The first guy that ever told me he loved me, I married. In a year and a half, I had divorced him. But being the good codependent and unhealthy person I was, by the time I was 20, I was in my second marriage. And up to that point, I hadn't really not gone anywhere outside of where I was raised, which was Washington State. After graduation, I went and lived with my sister in Louisiana for a few months. Bit of southern accent in my speaking, that's where it comes from. And then I came back from Louisiana because that didn't work out. But I'll tell you, my sister down there, who's one up from me, I'm second to last, so she's one up. Anyway, she was the family success. And when you put the hero and the scapegoat together, it generally doesn't work out well. But anyway,
so I graduated high school. From there, I came back and went to work. Met my first husband, divorced him. Did all those things that you do when you're younger. Did the partying and
garbage. And made it through that and met my second husband, and he was my hero. Canadian Navy. He seemed so structured and so together, and his family seemed, you know, sane compared to mine. I was torn later. That was so wrong. Anyway, I married him, and I went through a period of growth. All kinds of things happen in your life that you can't account for. But I ended up separating from him after a couple of years of marriage. And I was apart from him 5 months. Then we got back together, and we had
2 amazing boys who were both born Caesarean.
And life got really full of turmoil after that. Anyway, I had the boys. After a couple of years, my husband, being Navy, would go off for 4 or 5 months at a time. Now, this is really hard to comprehend. I know it is impossible for some people to understand this, but I was beyond naive, and I actually think I was beyond ignorant, and I don't know what's beyond that. It's not stupid. I wasn't stupid, but I had no conception of reality. I'd never been taught what reality was. I didn't know what certain words meant. Like, I understood hurt meant like a broken arm or a broken leg or something like that, but I didn't realize that hurt could be attached to feelings because no one had ever connected that frame of mind for me.
During the period that me and my husband were separated, I learned these things.
It started to change what was going on inside my head. Actually, it probably triggered something to go on. And we ended up ultimately separating. Read a couple books, which I won't mention now because they're for other podcasts, but I read a couple books and it started me to grow exponentially.
I don't know where it came from, but up to the time I was 25, I was completely unable to comprehend what I was reading. And I do believe at this point it was a learning disability of some sort, but I could read paragraphs over and over and over and not read when I was 25. Threw that into a whole nother gear, and all of a sudden I was able to absorb everything I was reading, and I just didn't want to stop. I just wanted to grow, and so I did. And I haven't stopped reading since then, by the way. I don't know how many thousands of books that I've read and how many, you know, hundreds I owned, but this was just a step in my growth. Me and my husband ended up getting divorced, and it didn't upset me. Like, a lot of people get really upset when they're divorced. The only thing it said to me was, you better look at what's happening or you're gonna keep getting married, which happens to run my family. Like, anyways, so I did look at it and I figured it out, and I stayed single, and I raised the children after a huge 2-year court battle. Which is that actually, during that period of time, put me in such a severe case of depression that I actually ended up getting help for it. And, because we couldn't figure out exactly how to, and we didn't figure it out till a couple of years ago, which I've did
a podcast on about, ADD.
Anyway, and thank goodness for that, or I don't know where I'd be today. I had taken a trip at one point to, the state of Maryland, and I met an amazing man named Roy Alexander Neff. Now, never in my life had I met anybody like this guy. He didn't drink, he didn't use drugs, he was sane, he was functional, he worked, right? He used to pour concrete. But he had a presence about him, a beauty that to this day is not describable. He loved me, and I loved him, and our whole world changed when we met each other, and it catapulted me into a whole nother place with my spirituality, my intelligence, and my being able to function. He taught me that I was lovable, which I had always doubted whether I was lovable, even, and that stems obviously from my upbringing, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, him and me and my 2 sons, I have got together an amazing life. 8 months after we were married, he was diagnosed with CML leukemia, which is not curable, and at that point, which was 1993, we learned a ton of things about life, and he ended up being diagnosed with cancer, but then he turned around and he died away on December 20th, 1995. 2 years later, they happened to find a cure or treatment or whatever for CML leukemia, but which at the time they had cures, but they couldn't use them because they weren't FDA approved, so go figure, right? So anyway, for the following couple of years after that, I went into oblivion. I was functioning, I was raising the kids the best I could, and it was really difficult. Of course, I ended up moving back to Canada. I'd been down in the States, so I had to come back to the big city of Abbotsford, BC. And we got back up here, and me and the kids, you know, did what you do, survive. And again, they went through a lot of stuff, and I really admire my children for putting up with it. My youngest one tends to say that if it wasn't for him going through what he did, he wouldn't be who he was, which is true, and it's the same for me. I've spent a big portion of my life, actually since 1982, I've continually tried to help people grow and change and improve upon their lives. And by helping other people, I've helped myself, because that's how it works. You only keep what you have by giving it away, and anybody that's heard that knows where it's from. But anyway, life has been full of trials and errors and really bad experiences. Like, anyway, I've done a lot of traveling. I've lived a lot of places. I've grown emotionally, or how I managed to grow stronger, because people do not walk on me today, and I haven't been in a relationship for, I don't know, 5 years now, and I don't have a real big desire to be in a relationship, because I'm really happy with the peace I have in my life right now. The last couple of years of living exactly where I am living now, not moving, not going anywhere, has turned out to be a great asset in my life, as I am approaching, by the way, of my 49th year here on Earth.
I've done massive changing over the...
What's been good in the last 12 months... Okay, well, actually, I'll back up a bit here. When I was together with my husband, Roy, is when I first actually allowed myself to start getting involved in my artwork. And I love art. But I didn't start getting serious about it till 1989, when I was with Roy. Well, over the last 5-6 years, that's accelerated more every year. In 2007? 2006? One of the two. Anyway, I decided to set myself a project of doing as many pictures as I could in 1 year. Not that I've got thousands of pieces of art that I've done now, and lots of them are line drawings, and they've become really helpful, because in the last few months, my son got me connected with Photoshop. Now, I am not Photoshop talented, okay, but I've been doing it, actually really attempting to do it in just the last month or so, and he had just installed it on this particular computer that I have, and I'm finding it really intriguing and interesting, and there's a lot for me to learn. I enjoy it. I want to do it because I enjoy it, and I like making beautiful things, and it's great if somebody else likes it or enjoys it. I'm really into the big-eyed people, and I have really large eyes, so I have found myself drawn to try and learn eyes. My primary thing I draw is females. I experiment with just about every kind of art, and then flowers, which are so-so, but that's about my whole life in a nutshell. What did I forget? My belief in God seems to be, to me, so much bigger than what everybody else believes. That, you know, it just seems to me everybody limits their God. Intellectually, I continue to grow every day, and I was told once that
the day you stop learning is the day you start dying, so I have no desire to not learn. That was a double negative, wasn't it? I'm a movie buff, obviously. Somewhere you can hear it in the background. I really enjoy ATS.
And I love the people here. I thoroughly enjoy them. I do love the people that I have grown close to here, and I believe that ATS has a lot to offer me, and I will continue to learn more and more every day. Just because I'm turning 49 does not mean that I'm going to stop and quit growing. With that, this is probably bored you to tears, but I hope
you have a good day, and remember me on Monday, my final day of my 49th. This is Zaymless, and I'm signing out from beautiful BC. I hope you have a great day.